chairman of the Warren County Board. First of all, you've had a new member join you, and what does Mr. Lewis bring to the appointment?
A great deal of experience and expertise dealing with the public and with the political scene here in the state and so on. He was the CEO and chairman of the Warren Achievement, which is a very good organization here in the city. Transportation for features transportation for those who can't get there some other way. They service a lot of people that have a variety of physical problems. They have some group homes and so on, and a transportation system throughout the city here and the county, and we're extremely proud to and happy to have him join our organization, the county board. He's retiring from that CEO position after, gosh, at least 20 years, maybe more. But at least 20, I don't have that in front of me, but he ran a very good ship over the years. That's an organization that we're very proud and happy to have here in the county. And so he comes to us, I'd say, highly regarded in a lot of areas. And he is certainly be an asset to our county board.
Now, I take it he'll fill out the unexpired term of the gentleman he replaced. So roughly, do you know when that would be?
Yeah, he'll run in the next election. He will run for a position. It's just a matter of months, and he'll be running for the next. He'll only sit on our board for. Oh, what is it? This is February for the balance of this year, and in the fall, next fall, he'll be. Well, he's a full-fledged member now.
He'll run for election on his own.
He'll run for election on his own,
right.
Correct.
And what about the gentleman he replaced? Did he have to resign? Did he move or some such thing? Or?
Yeah, he's his business is a very mobile business, and he and his wife, family, spend a good portion of the time away from here. And actually, these two men were neighbors, and so he... He has it firsthand what the job entails, and so we're happy that Mike felt obligated, or not obligated, felt determined to take this on, since he's a retiree now from the other. He needs something, a challenge, and this will be a challenge for him.
Sounds like it's good to have someone with that kind of expertise who now has the time to maybe do some extra things, too.
Oh, yeah. He'll fit into a number of slots on our board that'll be just make them stronger.
And you said transportation is issue. Is it the 34? You work on some projects up in that area that he can help out with?
And highway, yes. We want Highway 34 to be completed from Monmouth to Burlington, and it's long overdue. My gosh, that's a corridor for. If you drive that right now, today, and if you don't meet somewhere from 25 to 50 semis in the first 20 minutes you drive, it's uncommon. That's meeting them. Just imagine what you're behind when you're driving. So,
yeah, I made that drive.
You see, when you get to Burlington, you've got four lanes all the way to Des Moines. You're 20 miles from the Avenue of the Saints, north and south. It just makes all kinds of sense. But for some reason, they've not put a premium on that. Although now we're in a position where they're starting on the middle section of that 25 miles. Right now, in fact, they're going to start complete. I don't know, 8 to 10 miles in the middle there, and then complete both ends of it, and it'll certainly do a great deal for commerce, transportation in and out of the state of Illinois.